lightly on this fragile earth. We are all strangers on the shore. Remember what your life is worth, and what it was we came here for. And hidden deep within our heart, there's a light that shines on everything. Strong on the prayers and the songs that we sing. Go lightly on this precious land. We're part of everything we see. A teardrop on the ocean, the wind that whispers in the trees, the wind that cries in hope.
Beloved Master, your arrow hit true, through my heart. Even if it was not meant for me, no more hiding in dark places. Expose me, burn me, throw the ashes into the wind. Give me peace forever and ever, Akash. Akash, come out. From the cave, Akash, come out. What you doing in your dark cave? Akash, come out. The sun is shining. No more hiding in the dark corners. It's dark and damp and wet and cold in there. Asa! You can fall very sick. Your arrow hit through my heart, even if it was not meant for me. That's how it is. And many times when I talk to someone, I can answer you, and not the person I'm talking to. I'm very unpredictable like that. And in some mysterious way, I always hit the target. Normally, people have to focus a lot to hit the target. Total focus. And it is a fine art shooting arrows. You have to let go of the arrow just when you breathe out. So there's no movement there. I had a Japanese friend, he was a master in Kyoto. It's the art of shooting bow and arrow. And I love the way the Japanese have made these all kinds of things into arts, meditative arts. But you have to have total focus, which I had, but no, I don't need it, because wherever I hit, I look there and then hit there. Only one other man I heard about was like that. And it was in old China that emperor, he came into a village, and then he saw on the road when they were riding that these arrows were just in the target, in the red target, in the trees and different places. And he was so impressed, so he asked in the village, who is this master shooter who always hits bullseye? And they said, oh, I'm sorry to say, we don't have a master here in this village. That is the village fool. Because first he shoots the arrow and then he paints the target. But this is on a totally different level. You cannot go wrong, because when you are receptive for the master, then it will hit you. How long are you going to hide? So that is the beautiful thing, that it hits you, even if it was not meant for you. No more hiding in dark places. Expose me, burn me, throw the ashes into the wind, give me peace. You have to do it for yourself, Akash. That is, you have to give yourself peace. With this new awareness, that's what I'm trying to give you, this new way of clarity, of awareness, that you can see your own dark spots, how you're undermining yourself, how this old habit. And it's not nice to feel that you have dark places, because then it's always something to hide. You want to be clean. You are longing to be clean. That only you can do. That's why I remind you from the first moment in sannyas, you have to be responsible. And the longer it goes, the worse it becomes. It becomes a wound. So you have to give yourself this peace with this new awareness that you can see now. That's all the master can do. He wants to give you insight. Then you, how you deal with that clarity is up to you. You have to take responsibility for your new awareness. Now you have been in dark places you haven't seen. Then the master give you a light. Now you can see now. Now it's up to you how careful you use that light now. What you're going to use that light for. Peace will come when you clean up the dark places. And that is the only safe thing, when you had transformed yourself and where there is totally peace, then no arrows hit you. That's the sign. Up till that day, be happy for the arrows. That's all what a master can try to give you. More light, more clarity, more consciousness, more insight. So you can see what you're doing to yourself. You have to take responsibility. If you are asleep, then you cannot see what you are doing then. In a way, sleepy people, ordinary, they are excused because they don't know what they are doing. They're going around asleep. You cannot expect anybody to behave intelligent when they are totally lost in their sleep. But when you start waking up, that takes responsibility. No, you have to look now. What are you doing with your life? How are you living? How are you thinking? That can change everything. And for most people, they are afraid of change, so they don't want to look. It's much easier to be asleep. To be awake, you have to be very conscious. Dear Master Swaha, I'm writing you to ask your opinion about sannyas. Do you feel that this decision would help me in the process of reconnection to my heart? I ask your help because in these days after the first satsang, I had some struggle to feel this connection, and I don't believe it will be easier once I leave this place. Thank you, Federico. Federico, you're back. No, first when I talked to you, then I gave you a good dose, so you felt something. But the mind is very, very old and very, very stubborn. And that's what you are used to, your own mind. When you come here, this is shock. So you had an opening when I talked to you. I caught you off guard. You were smiling, you were getting even blissful. No, it looks like you became frozen again now. That is expected from the mind. It's just how it is. Because the mind, which you think you are, is afraid to change. He's always on guard. My opinion of sannyas, I don't have any opinion. I don't have opinions about anything. I see. Why should I have an opinion? Is that the tree? Is it the tree or is it not the tree? It is a tree. Is that the fool or not the fool? It is a fool. That is not the opinion. It is a fact. Is that the wise man or not? Yes, it is a wise man. Is that an idiot or... Okay. So far, so good. It's not an opinion. Opinion comes from your mind. And all opinions has to go. You are asking, you are full of opinions, and you are asking for my opinion. My opinion will not help you. I have no opinions. I have the truth. And that truth will shake all your opinions. You are entering into a very dangerous area here. You are used to opinions. Let's philosophize a bit more. What is your opinion, my opinion? Well, that was his opinion. I wonder what opinion the master has about this. You can go on forever. Opinion is personal. Truth is impersonal. I'm talking from the heart, which for me, the heart is one heart, is impersonal. Then you have to leave all your opinions. But then you will be on very shaky ground because you have no idea how it is. Everything will be shook up. All your opinions has to go before you can enter into the temple. Then you get very scared because you are full of opinions, full of ideas, full of projections, full of lies, full of dreams. And the mystics has always said all that has to go, which is your whole past, which is your own identity. This is very difficult to let go of. From the mind is impossible. The only way is to be connected into something deeper. As soon as you are connected, which is what I'm trying to do here, when you are connected with something deeper in you, then all this goes like that, plop. Because you start functioning on a deeper level. Then who cares about opinions? Certainly you can laugh about it. To ask your opinion about sannyas. What opinion, for me, sannyas saved my life? What opinion can I have? When sannyas saved your life, what opinion? When you've been in prison and you're invited into freedom, what opinion can it be then? Should I stay in the prison or should I be free? Let's think about it. What is your opinion about that? That's how easy it is. But of course, when you're in prison, then you're very doubtful, because at least you have your prison is very safe. I wonder how it is out there. I wonder if I'm strong enough to function out there. They have these stories, people who go a lot to prison, they want to be in prison. Because they don't need to take any responsibility. They get used to being in prison. They can't function in society. And it's almost like that also from the standpoint of the mystic. Ordinary people don't want to stand up for their own freedom. So they stay in the prison, in their little cell, in their little cave. Lazarus, come out. Akash, come out. So when you understand that, then you say, my God, what have I been doing? I want to get out. But before that understanding is ignited in your being, is no way you can do anything. Then you're still functioning from your head, and you're asked about opinions. Your whole life you are asked people about opinions. And look in what the mess you are. Isn't it time you find out yourself what is the real? And that is the part of sannyas. You start finding out yourself. You are not listening to anybody. And I'm never going to tell you what to do. You have to. I want to push you back into yourself so you become trustful in yourself. That is the hard work of the master. Because you don't want to take responsibility. You would even want me to tell you what to do. But that is not helpful. That is not compassionate. Do you feel that this decision would help me in the process of reconnection to my heart? It is only the heart that can take that decision. So then it's already helpful. If it comes from the mind, I don't know if it will be helpful or not. Sannyas should not be from the mind. Then it's a problem from the beginning. And it makes my work much harder. I ask your help because in these days, after the first satsang, I had some struggle to feel this connection. They say they didn't build Rome in one day, no? What to say about transforming yourself? You have to be patient. You have to be dedicated. You have to be connected. But even that you cannot do if you're not ready. It takes time. Many people here have been for years sitting, maturing, before something pops. Madhav wrote to me, 8 years he had been there before a total shift happened that he started functioning out of his heart. You can think it is your heart, but it's just your mind. So if that is not connected, it's nothing to do. I had some struggle to feel this connection. That's what I mean with responsibility. If you are really interested in this connection, and you must have had this kind of connection, what connection are you talking about? What is this connection? It was useful, no?
Yeah. Just out of the desperation, I didn't feel anymore after the first satsang. My mind goes.
That's the thing. Yes, the mind paranoia. But no, leave the mind then. Leave the mind, because you are more than the mind, no? You trust me that you are more than your mind? Okay, so then leave the mind, just for 1 second, leave the mind. Don't listen to the mind, because you are not the mind. Then, how is it done? If the mind doesn't interfere? Huh?
Far more better.
Far more better. So that is...
My heart is ready.
Ready.
But my mind...
Yeah, the mind will never be ready. That's the thing, Federico. The heart is always ready. The mind will never be ready. And that's what I'm trying to get you first into the heart. Because only the heart can take sannyas. No, you understand. No, I took you back now. So don't listen to your mind, which is not easy. I had some struggle to feel this connection. You said everybody has. Because the mind has been running the show for a very long time. And the heart is very new. No. Just know you were out of it, then you came back. That is what satsang is for. They didn't build Rome in a day. What to say about a conscious human being? It can be very difficult and it can be easy, depending on you. But if you want it, then this is one of those places where it can happen. That is clear. And it has happened to so many people. But people, they are very attached to things, and especially family and guilt and country and all these things, religion, all these things. I know it's hard, and nobody said it was going to be easy. And you will never be free before you come to a point that you are listening to your own truth instead of living up to other people's expectations. And that means everybody, including your own family. You will never be free. At the same time, I say you should love your parents, you should take care of your parents, but not against your own truth. You understand? Then you become strong in spirit. This is what is important for me. Then come back then. And bring your parents also. This is just the beginning, Federico. Okay? If you liked what was happening here, digest it. You are welcome back, okay? Digest what I've been telling you now. It is an art also to be truthful, but also not hurt people. No? But many times people get hurt because they don't understand. That you have to expect that, that people won't understand you. Very few people understand me, no? You have to change. You have to change from your head to your heart, to your being, to understand me. Then everything is clear. No, everything is clear now. You liked what I said because you know it's right. But how to do it? You have to stand up for yourself then. Don't worry, I will be with you, okay? Help you. Now when we are talking about the family, and what could be more worse than the Italian family? Mukunda, tell me. What could be more heavy than the Italian family? Huh? Tell me, what comes to your mind? What could be worse than the Italian family? You don't know. Then it's bad, it's bad. You can't even imagine anything that is more terrible than an Italian family. Oh, mamma mia. They have blood feuds there. They kill each other. You talk bad about my sister, I kill you. Then I kill your sister, you're talking bad. And then your family say, then I kill your whole fucking family. Your brother, your sister, your uncle, everything. I kill her. And then the family come again and I kill the whole children and the cat and the dog and everybody. Revenge, the Italian family. And this you have a problem to get out of? Hello? You need a master to tell you that? Hello? I would have run from Sicilia to Norway. Non-stop. Only having some pasta on the way. Mamma mia. Me need a master, but so many things. Maybe only Brazilian family is worse than Italian family. Where's Kavita? This is very painful to see, but what can you do? That's what I mean. You have to come to a point where you stand up for yourself that this is not good for me. I want to be with conscious people. And you have a different family now. All of you have a different family that goes much deeper than your blood family. So stop being a slave of the past. One month there, and I went way over my limits. 1 month, Kavita. I'm happy you're still alive. And I had a big wake-up call. The day I was finally coming to join my friends in your divine pub, I made a mistake with my flight time and lost the plane. I was in shock. Yes, of course. Being in that situation for a month, it's amazing you found the way to the airport. It's a miracle you are here. And you must have been in the shock because this is the most important in your life. And still you missed the plane. How come you? Because you get influenced. You get unconscious. Babaji always remind you, you have to be careful who you are with. Human beings are very, very sensitive beings. You get influenced by who you are with. Many people hasn't come to that. They are together with all kinds of fools, listening to all kinds of fools. Then you become like that. For some hours, I couldn't accept why did I end up there. I had to fight not to lose the whole ticket. But as I was physically sick and emotionally drained, my mind was also incapable to be clear about the situation. Yes, that's a normal family meeting. It sounds pretty serious. Physically sick, emotionally drained, and my mind was also incapable to be clear about any situation. I was afraid, feeling stuck in that mad world. Yeah. But let this be a reminder and for everybody, and not the least a preparation for Federico, who's going back. Just don't take it so serious, whatever. Play the games with your family, Federico, anybody. Be nice, but don't go over your limits. That's what you should do. So if you have a guilt trip that every year you go 1 month, Malika also wrote me, where's Malika? She also has a problem with the family. That was not 1 month, only 1 week is terrible. Okay, then cut it down. How much can you have to be truthful to yourself? Maybe 48 hours is your limit. Who knows? You have to be truthful to yourself. They don't take care of themselves, and I have nothing against any family, any parents. I love everybody, but that doesn't mean that you want to be with unconscious people. It doesn't matter if it's family or not family. That's where you have to come from. You want to wake up. Anything that is between you and consciousness or peace or love, you shouldn't get involved with. Then you have to deal with it. You don't help them anyway. If it's this, it's the other way. They destroy you. Then what's the point? See situation as it is. Holy Moses. I know it's tough because this family thing goes very deep. There's a lot of guilt, a lot of tripster. I was afraid, feeling stuck in that mad world, and it took some hours till I could finally get the refund of the lost ticket and buy a new one. During this nightmare, my mind was spinning, but my heart was just steady, looking for the cracks to bring me back to you. I must say that this experience made me see deeper what is important and what brings me to you. To belong to this Sangha, to be welcomed by all these melted hearts, to see my life being transformed by your pure love, to call you my master, is everything I need. I need you, Babaji. It's so very, 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 very good to be here. I'm glad to know that I will always be here. Simply grateful to be yours. Love from yours, Kavita. That's how it is. P.S. If awareness is gone, is love also gone? Yes. Because love can only be in awareness. For me, love and awareness is the same thing. It's two wings of a bird. Because your love is not the love I'm talking about. You are mixing in your emotions, your family, what you're supposed to do, what people expect from you, all this has nothing to do with clarity, with true love. You have to have an awareness to cut through. So this awareness and love goes together. Then you don't allow anybody to invade you. It doesn't matter who. Don't be evaded by the dark forces. You want to be light. You want to wake up. Then don't go in the dark alleys. Then again you pollute yourself, which is what you happen. And that's why it's a good experience. And many have to do this again and again and again. So that's how it is for me. It doesn't matter where, don't go anywhere that is hindering you, your light, that you feel that you're getting polluted. Then something is wrong then. Get out of there. Sannyas means that you are free. Then why should you be anywhere that is not good for you? Meditate on it. Love and awareness for me is just like this yin-yang, half-half. They make the whole. They work perfect together. And by the way, God bless the family, because without it we wouldn't be here. But don't be sentimental. Be true.
chakra hai.